B'Shem Hashem, Na'aseh V'Natzliach. This is Shir number 7 in preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Tonight we're going to answer the four questions that we brought down yesterday. In a previous Shir, we examined the opinion of Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah 16b, Divrei Maskil Sefarim, which interprets the life of Chaim and Death Misa of the three books open in Rosh Hashanah as referring exclusively to internal reward and punishment in Olam Haba. The Ramban in Darshas Rosh Hashanah and the Ran strongly disagree with Tosfos' approach, offering a fundamentally different interpretation of the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. When the Gemara states that Tzaddikim Gemurim are inscribed immediately for Chaim, it does not mean an individual who is globally a Tzaddik Gemur in all his deeds. Rather, it refers to an individual who emerged victorious and acquitted, or as it says, Netzdaktik, but in this specific annual trial for the physical budget of the upcoming year. Similarly, the Rishayim Gemurim refers to an individual who emerged guilty, Neschayev Baidin, in this specific annual trial of the upcoming year. The Ramban and the Ran explain how a person who is spiritually corrupt can be judged as quote-unquote a tzaddik or victorious for physical life in Olam Hazeh. The Torah establishes the principle Umeshalim l'soynov el ponov la'avidoi. This is the Devarim 7:10. Hashem pays back the wicked individuals in Olam Hazeh for the few good deeds they performed, in order to exhaust their merits and eliminate their share in Olam Haba. If a Rasha Gomor possesses a few merits, Hashem may judge him as quote-unquote victorious in Stati Bagdin on Rosh Hashanah, specifically to grant him wealth, health, and physical life in Olam Hazeh, thereby compensating his reward here. Conversely, a righteous individual who committed a few minor sins may be judged as quote-unquote guilty in this specific annual trial. Hashem decrees physical suffering or death upon him in Olam Hazeh to thoroughly cleanse him of his minor missteps, allowing him to enter Olam Haba in absolute purity. Thus, the terms Tzaddik and Rasha in the Gemara describe the verdict of the specific annual trial regarding physical resources in Olam Hazeh rather than the person's ultimate soul status in Olam Haba. Again, this is Tzaddik and Rasha mean the verdict and not the actual neshama status. This dispute regarding the scope of Rosh Hashanah's judgment directly impacts a well-known halachic debate regarding the greeting extended on the first night of Rosh Hashanah. The Ramah writes in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah that when greeting a fellow Jew on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, one should say Lashana Toivah Tikasev. The Ramah explicitly specifies that one should omit the phrase Visechasem and be sealed on Rosh Hashanah night. The Magen Avraham Amish Brura questions Ramah's ruling. Why leave out Visechasem? If we assume the person we are greeting might be a Tzaddik Gomer, he receives immediate sealing on Rosh Hashanah, the Chasima. Therefore, the Magen Avraham holds one should say both Tikasev Visechasem. The Gra defends the Ramah's position, citing a safer Sarah Maimaris that you should only say Tikasev like the Ramah says. He proves this from Tosfos. The Gemara explains that according to Tosfos, the Gemara on Tetzayin Amud Aleph, which states the writing Ksiva occurs on Rosh Hashanah and the sealing Chasima occurs on Yom Kippur, is discussing the physical judgment of Olam Hazeh for all human beings. For physical life, health, and sustenance in Olam Hazeh, every single person, whether it's Tzaddik, Beinoni, or Rasha, receives Ksiva on Rosh Hashanah and Chasima on Yom Kippur. Since the greeting L'shana Toivah Tikasev is a blessing for physical good life, as we say L'chaim Toivim L'shalom, in Olam Hazeh, on Rosh Hashanah night, only Kasiva has taken place for Olam Hazeh because Chasima for Olam Hazeh will not occur until Yom Kippur. For anyone, it's inaccurate to say V'seichasim on Rosh Hashanah night. This insight perfectly aligns with the text of Nisan HaTayikiv, where it says, "Rosh Hashanah Yichasevun B'Yom Tzom Kippur Yichasemun." This literal declaration refers to the physical decree of Olam Hazeh, which applies universally to all mankind. Kasiva on Rosh Hashanah and Chasima on Yom Kippur. To synthesize these views, Rav Chaim Freilander cites a foundational passage from the Ramchal in Maimra Chochma Perak Inyan Sefer HaChaim, which reveals how the judgment of Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh operate in tandem on Rosh Hashanah. The Ramchal explains that the heavenly core conducts a two-stage evaluation of Rosh Hashanah. Number one, stage one, the Olam Haba baseline. First, heaven evaluates a person's core spiritual identity and baseline standing for Olam Haba, determining whether he is characterized spiritually among the Tzaddikim or the Rishayim. Stage two, the Olam Hazeh allocation. Second, based upon the established Olam Haba baseline, heaven determines the specific allocation of physical resources, health, livelihood, and life in Olam Hazeh required to facilitate his mission. Chaim Freelander clarifies that the quote judgment for Olam Haba and Rosh Hashanah does not mean a person is physically transferred to the next world. Rather, it means establishing a kfiyas, a fixed baseline of a person's ruchni potential and spiritual stature for the coming year. Rosh Hashanah sets the spiritual ceiling and framework that an individual will be capable of achieving over the next year. Once that spiritual baseline is set, the physical resources of Olam Hazeh are calibrated and budgeted specifically to serve the spiritual potential. Understanding this dual structure illuminates the ultimate purpose and focus of our tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. A striking feature of the Rosh Hashanah Shemoneh Esrei is the total absence of personal physical requests. On Rosh Hashanah, we do not focus on demanding specific physical outcomes in Olam Hazeh. Instead, the entire liturgy revolves around Malchus Shemayim. As it says, "V'yimlech Hashem al kol ma'aso." A person's spiritual baseline, his kfiyas and ruchnias on Rosh Hashanah, is measured primarily by his internal she'ifa, his aspiration, as we've been talking a lot about in Avodas El, his longing, his desire. Hashem evaluates the true depth of a person's heart. Does he genuinely desire the revelation of Hashem's kingship, Gilui Kvod Shemayim, in the world, or is he committed to living a life that exalts Hashem? When we daven Zochrein L'Chaim, and we say at the end of the Lamancha L'Kim Chaim, we declare that our desire for physical life is solely to serve as a vehicle to glorify Hashem's name. When an individual demonstrates through sincere emotional tefillah on Rosh Hashanah that his true ambition is Kvod Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu classifies his spiritual baseline as an elevated and aligned with the purpose of creation. Consequently, when the physical budget of Olam Hazeh is finalized in Yom Kippur, Hashem grants him all the necessary kelim, the health, the sustained livelihood, protection, and peace of mind, so that he can successfully execute his holy mission in the year to come.